Earth spins through space. Rays of light pour from each of its continents. The word universal snakes around the rim and comes to rest across the center of the globe. www.universalstudios.com. The waterfront of New York City. The sea appears silver in front of the skyscrapers lit up at night. Miramax Films. Comets dart across the night sky. Numbers turn into stars. The stars explode outwards and bubbles float up into the air. Studio Canal, a Canal Plus company. Concentric circles turn into rings that twist and orbit each other. Working title. A young redhead, Nicole, films herself using a portable video camera. Miramax Films and Universal Pictures and Studio Canal present. She films Golden Gate Bridge, then stands beside a young guy wearing a blue sun hat, Matt. She sticks her tongue in his ear. Later, she poses for the camera. A working title production, in association with Milo Productions. Josh Hartnett as Matt Sullivan. My head is twisting in a cage, my mind feels like a 20-gauge. 40 Days and 40 Nights with ITFC audio description. Shannon Sossaman as Erica Sutton. Vanessa Shaw as Nicole. Paolo Costanzo as Ryan. The two lovers kiss in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. He's holding her up, her legs wrapped around his midriff. Shots of them in San Francisco. With Maggie Gyllenhaal, Michael Marona, Glenn Fitzgerald, Mary Gross, Stanley Anderson, Adam Traes, Barry Newman, and Griffin Dunne. Someone films the couple in the city, then turns the camera on passing women.
Such a rogue.
The man holding the camera is a guy with short, curly brown hair and glasses, Ryan. He stares at two girls walking past, then chases after them. Matt films Nicole. Later, she's lying asleep in a hotel bedroom. Music by Rolf Kent, editor Nicholas C. Smith, ACE. She stirs and sees Matt filming her.
Turn it off!
She throws a pillow at him. Later, she stands in front of the bathroom mirror, rollers in her hair.
Do you think this is a joke? When I come home tonight, we're going to talk about this because this is not working. You want to push it even further? Whatever, this is ridiculous.
Matt sits in a cafe playing the video on his laptop. A spoon dangles from his mouth. He looks at various images of himself and Nicole. Produced by Michael London, written by Robert Perez, directed by Michael Lehman. Matt deletes all the images on the screen. A message appears. Are you sure you want to delete Nicole? He sits back and reflects. He's tall and good-looking, with his short blonde hair hidden under a blue beanie. Eventually, he hits the cancel button.
It happened again. Last night.
He's in bed with an attractive brunette.
It's hard to explain. It starts out like an earthquake. And I look over at the girl next to me. And whoever she is, she's not Nicole. And all I feel is emptiness. And that's when it happens. This great, big, black hole opens up over my head.
Again, with the black hole.
Yeah.
Matt talks to an older, dark-haired man, John.
It's nothing but vast emptiness.
And then what?
I panic.
Matt throws his gear out of a bedroom window, dressed only in a jacket and boxer shorts. He climbs out of the window and drops to the ground. He runs up a San Francisco street. Later, he's talking to John. It turns out he's in a confessional, and John is on the other side of the screen.
You gotta help me. You gotta light a candle for me or something.
I'm not lighting a candle so you can feel better about getting laid.
That's not what this is about.
Look. It's been, what, 6 months since Nicole dumped you? And you're running around feeling sorry for yourself, screwing every woman in sight. You want me to tell you that it's okay, that God forgives you, but at some point it's not okay and he doesn't forgive you.
What kind of advice is that?
Well, if you don't like my advice, why don't you go see a real priest?
Well, how are you ever going to be a real priest if you can't follow the rules?
Matt closes the shutter, hiding his face.
Besides, you're the only priest I know who happens to be my brother. You're only a year away from being a real priest anyway.
2 years. Look, what you need to do is to deal with your emotions and stop screwing around.
What I don't need is a lecture from you, Dick.
Matt steps out of the confessional.
You're the dick!
Ryan is in his flat.
No, that sounds great. That sounds incredible.
He's on the phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll probably have to bump a few things from our schedule, but we can make it happen for tonight. Yeah, Matt and I will definitely be there tonight. We're putting our bells on right now. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Matt comes in.
I can't go.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
I just don't feel like it right now.
You don't... Look, Matt, I know you're still trying to work out your Nicole issues with the big black hole and everything, but trust me.
I don't have any Nicole issues.
Ryan picks up a photo.
Hi, I'm one of the many pictures of Nicole that infest Ryan and Matt's apartment after 6 months. And she's hot, Matt. I don't mind looking at her. I'm just saying, you have issues.
These are not issues.
You still think about it when you jerk off? Anyway, I've got something that's going to make it all better. Those two girls we met in Tahoe. In town for one night and one night only.
Matt is about to speak.
Don't say no yet. No, don't say no. No, 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 no. Look, no. I want to come. I want to come. They're hot. I want pussy. I want... Oh, yeah.
Matt nods. Later, at a bar, Ryan is snogging a girl. Matt and a long-haired brunette watch awkwardly from the other side of the table.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. You?
Excellent.
Good.
Ryan strokes the other girl's bare leg.
Waiter?
The brunette beckons over the waiter.
This isn't Absolut Vodka. I ordered Absolut.
Yes, it is.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'll bring you another one.
The waiter takes her glass and moves away.
Sorry. I hope I didn't come off as mean.
No. You know what you want. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. They do. I know exactly what I want.
Later, they writhe around in bed in their underwear. She straddles him, and they kiss. But Matt looks up at the ceiling and sees a crack starting to appear. The ceiling seems to burst inward. Matt jumps from the bed.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'll be right back, okay?
In the bathroom...
Get it together.
Ryan comes in.
Hey, throw me a magnum for my magnum, big boy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, have you ever noticed a crack on my ceiling?
Dude, you're action-packed with issues.
Oh. I can't do this anymore.
For
I can't
Christ's
do it.
Sake. What, does Johnny not want to come out and play?
No, Johnny. Johnny's fine, okay? I'm all fucked up.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to strap a helmet on Big John, put him in the game, and he will play his little heart out, okay? He'll put up big numbers for you. You're going to forget about the cracks in the ceiling. Forget about Nicole. Go out and give your star player the support he needs. Right?
Right.
Helmet.
He gives him a condom. Back in the bedroom.
Oh, come with me. Are you ready?
Almost.
Oh, yes.
But the crack in the ceiling starts to appear.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
He rolls her over and they fall onto the floor.
Oh, yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm close. Oh, God. Ready?
No.
Now! Was that?
What?
Did you come?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You faked it.
No. What are you... Guys, don't fake it. I don't even think that we can.
You faked it.
He gets up and tries to cover himself with the blanket, but she pulls on it, and they start a tug of war.
Show me.
Show you what?
You know, stuff.
This is ridiculous.
What are you hiding?
Nothing. Just give me a second, okay?
The blanket round his waist, he scurries to the bathroom, ripping off his condom. Oh. He runs to a kitchen drawer. Ryan creeps into the room.
What's going on?
I need something. Anything that looks like semen. Okay.
Something that looks like semen?
Matt finds a bottle of Tippex.
What's going on out there?
The brunette walks in, wrapped in a sheet. Matt throws the condom, and it sticks to the window.
Ew. You are such a bad liar.
Day, and Matt walks into a large open-plan office with brick walls. He goes over to three guys.
The Lakers and the Suns can't be in the finals together.
Duncan.
This doesn't make sense.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks. What's up, Matt?
What's up, man?
Bruce.
Heard you tried to leave one in the chamber last night.
Where'd you hear that?
Internet. It's all on the internet nowadays, you know. This is an internet company.
And Ryan has a big mouth.
Morning, ladies.
Three women walk past. Chris is young with cropped dark hair.
So, you went on the basketball pool or what?
What's the line on that game anyway?
I'll talk to the bagel guy when he gets here.
What does the bagel guy have to do with this?
Bagel guy knows everything. Dude's incredible.
Well, then how come he can't get here on time with the bagels?
The bagel guy arrives. He has curly red hair and a beard, and lugs the bagels in a huge bag hanging by his side.
Hey! Dude, it's just been one of those days, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I got hauled up at this import-export place in Chinatown, some party.
Golden Sphere?
That's the one. Yeah, I mean, their mimosas they make there are strong. Go straight to your head.
He grabs two beers from the fridge.
I used to know someone who worked there.
You know Tatiana?
Yeah, I know Tatiana. She's nice.
No, she's not nice. She's hot. I'd hit that. And how about Merge?
Yeah, I know Merge.
And what about that really hot chick that got engaged? That was funny.
What really hot chick? What really hot chick got engaged?
The expediter chick. You know, real slinky. What's her name?
Nicole.
Nicole, that's it, man. I mean, she knows the guy like 2 weeks. She goes to France. She comes back. She's engaged. Now, she is spontaneous combustion hot. I would definitely hit that.
How do you know it's Nicole? Nicole that got engaged.
Dude, that's what the banner said at the party. Congratulations, Nicole. I can't believe it, because that girl, you can't even look right at her. She's, like, so hot. You need one of those cardboard eclipse watching things just to look directly at her. She's so radiantly hot. It makes me just want to throw her down, you know, and just... You know what I mean?
He thrusts his crotch into the table.
I'm glad we can connect on that.
He walks away, bumping into Chris.
Later, pimp.
Later.
They high five. The bagel man lifts his leg, and Chris shakes it. Matt looks stunned. He seems to float past one of his colleagues.
Hey, Matt. You're right?
Matt leaves the building and runs across the road. He passes some graffiti saying .com scum. He trips over a traffic cone and dashes past a line of shops. He approaches the Golden Sphere office. He looks through the glass doors and sees the banner saying, "Congratulations, Nicole." The room is full of men and women in business suits. Nicole appears in a red blouse and black skirt, her long hair cascading down over her shoulders. She shows her engagement ring to a female colleague, then waltzes over to a man with a champagne bottle. Suddenly, someone opens a side door, slamming into Matt's shoulder.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is there anything I can do to make it better?
She's an attractive young blonde with blue eyes.
Anything?
Again? Another girl already? It's not even the weekend.
I know. She met someone. Nicole's getting married.
I'm sorry.
I mean, what can I do? Tell me what I can do.
I don't know what to tell you. This isn't really a problem I know much about.
Listen, isn't part of the priesty thing giving relationship advice?
Relationship advice, yes. Sex advice, no. Part of the priestly thing, and stop calling it that, is not to have sex, remember?
You know, it's funny. I didn't say a thing about sex.
Sure you did.
No, I didn't. I guess thinking about sex is part of the priestly thing, at least for some.
Get out.
Fine.
Outside the church, Father Maher, a priest in his 50s, is standing by the gate.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Father. What's with the purple banners?
Lent starts today. Going to be a long 40 days. This year I'm giving up my one vice. Those precious little Madeleine cookies dipped in a Starbucks mocha. It's so hard giving up what you love the most.
Back in the confessional.
I've got it. Jesus Christ, John, I've got an answer.
And the question is?
Nicole.
Again?
No sex for Lent. For 40 days. If I can do that, then everything will be okay.
That isn't what Lent is. Lent is about sacrifice and growth through self-denial. Lent is to remember...
Remember how Christ felt during the fast in the desert. I know exactly. I grew up in the same house as you, moron. But when it comes down to it, that's exactly what this is. This is growth, this is self-denial, and this is sacrifice.
He points at a crucifix.
Dude.
It's not that simple, Matt. Trust me.
It isn't. You're right. You're totally right. Sex alone is not enough. It has to be sex and all things sex-like.
You'll never be able to do that.
Just listen, here's the plan. One, no sex. Two, no sexual intimacy of any kind. No nibbling, no biting, no scratching. No sucking, no fondling, none of that.
John looks wistful.
And three, no masturbation.
You won't last a week.
Oh, you're wrong, brother. I'm gonna go the distance.
John shakes his head. Matt walks out of St. Joseph's. And I was grown to be a man. The sun peeks out from behind the clouds, and Matt is bathed in light. He looks at a brightly coloured statue of the Virgin Mary, standing among the flowers. It winks at him, and an idol of Jesus gives him a smile, while white doves flutter around. Matt nods at Father Maher as he walks out the gate. Maher joins John at the door. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me like a rock. My
mama loved me. My mama loved me. Your brother looks happy.
He's just taking a vow of celibacy.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Maher's face falls. Matt walks up a road carrying two large blue boxes. Day one. In the flat, he picks up any magazines with photos of girls in swimsuits or lingerie and dumps them in the boxes. Now that the day is over. He removes the photo of him and Nicole from the table. He pulls down the videos in his bookcase to reveal a line of porn films at the back. He chucks these in the boxes too. In the bathroom, he slides all his toiletries off the shelf. He puts a cut-out photo of some jeans over a naked pin-up and a blouse over her breasts. Then, he grabs the washing-up liquid from a kitchen cabinet. Ryan comes into the flat to find Matt wearing goggles, crouching by the table painting a model car. Dude.
Dude.
The fuck is that?
This? Is a 1966 Karmann Ghia coupe. When I'm finished with that, I'm going to do the Caterham Super 7 cycle fender special.
He grins and sticks a paintbrush in his mouth.
We're going out tonight. There's this club. Remember that Australian chick, Jennifer Moss? She's got friends visiting from Sydney.
Can't have laundry.
Do you know why they call it Down Under, Matt?
Still can't. Do you realize how much time we waste thinking about girls?
Oh! You want some alone time in the apartment with the jerking off. That's cool. I can do that. That's cool. I'll tell him you said hi.
Matt goes to a laundrette on a street corner. Inside is a sign saying, clean laundry is a fresh start. He looks at the other men waiting patiently. An attractive brunette walks in, her hair tucked into a flat cap. Matt moves the clean laundry sign aside, revealing a hole in the wall containing a pack of washing powder. He spots the brunette. Nervously, he starts adding powder into his machine. The brunette crosses to the line of machines behind him. She dips her head in frustration and saunters over to Matt.
Do you have change for $2?
She holds out the dollar notes. Matt smiles and hands her some coins. Later, he sits reading a magazine. The brunette takes the next but one chair.
Something to read. Do you mind if I borrow this? Thanks.
She picks up a magazine from the chair next to Matt.
A Lover's Rendezvous. You underline words that you don't know and then look them up later, right? And you underline tryst, which is a meeting of lovers.
He nods and smiles.
I do that too, so.
They smile at each other, then return to their magazines. She shakes her head in embarrassment. Later, she finds her box of washing powder is empty.
Matt.
He looks taken aback.
It was on the cover of the magazine. Can I borrow a sheet of fabric softener?
He hands her his own box of washing powder.
Thanks.
She walks back to the machine. Matt shakes his head slightly. Later, she folds her panties and puts them in her laundry bag. Matt folds his Mr. Bubble t-shirt. She prepares to leave.
It's been really fun almost chatting with you.
She points at him and smiles.
Same time next week?
Matt smiles and nods.
Okay. Bye.
Day 6. At bigwindow.com, Matt's in an office with Jerry, a 40-something man who has dark, wavy hair.
You were way ahead of schedule.
If I were you, give me something else to do quick.
What about the Willow and Smart account? Think you can handle that? I know window treatments aren't the sexiest.
It doesn't bother me at all. Yeah.
You'd be designing the entire webpage.
He hands Matt some papers.
Okay.
In the flat, Ryan spots the blue boxes full of videos and magazines. He's looking through them when Matt comes back into the flat.
Hey, Ryan. What's happening?
Ryan finds a video called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poon. He clutches it to his chest.
Do you know how many hours I spent looking for my Temple of Poon tape? One. That's a long time to be looking for porn, Matt. What the fuck is going on here?
Later, in the lounge...
One? You can't do it. You can't. This isn't a personal attack towards you. I'm just saying no man can do it. It goes against nature. The male was biologically designed to spread his seed, Matt. You're gonna piss off the seeds, man. You're gonna... It goes against science! You want to be the guy who goes against science?
Matt shrugs.
And two?
Two? Are you out of your fucking mind? You're the guy who can't finish a sandwich. You think you can go 40 days? Four? This isn't normal!
She got engaged, right? Nicole got engaged.
Well, I knew that. I didn't tell you just because I thought you'd get pissed off. I'm sorry, I should have told you that.
I had to hear from the bagel guy.
Holy shit, is that gonna know everything?
You should have told me!
I know that, I completely should have told you. I'm sorry. Just explain this to me, though, all right? Nicole gets engaged, you decide to take a vow of abstinence.
Haven't you ever just gotten to the point where you need to take a break?
Yes! Look, Matt, I swear off girls once a week. Then, before you know it, it's morning. That's part of the game. Did your brother put you up to this or something?
No, you know what? He's about as supportive as you are. And what do you care anyway? This doesn't affect you in any way.
This affects everyone.
Right now, the pot is at 200. It's a minimum bet of $50 a day, which goes into the pot. If your day's the day, you win the pot, less expenses, and a bottle of champagne.
Chris's office.
More than one person bets on a winning day. They split the pot according to the percentage of the day's total bets that have been placed.
I go 40 days without sex all the time.
But dude, you spank it.
Don't jerk it off?
Yeah, that's why my money's on today.
Well, there are two things to bet on. One, will it be with some girl? Two, will it be some lonely night down the stretch?
How will we know that, exactly?
I can't tell you everything. But I can tell you that there is somebody on the inside.
Yep, like Orion.
Okay, so Matt doesn't know anything.
No. That is very important. Key.
This is great. I mean, this is crazy great. Everything is so much simpler when there's no sex involved.
In the confessional.
I think this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You're starting to feel it, aren't you?
What?
The abstinence. Starting to get under your skin?
No, not at all. I'm fine.
You know what I give up for Lent? Meat. Why don't you try something like that? Trust me, celibacy takes years of commitment, character, and discipline, which quite frankly are not your best traits.
You think you're the only one with a little willpower?
A little willpower.
If you can do this, I can do this.
You have no idea.
What is so hard about 40 days?
They're guys. To them, 40 minutes is like an eternity.
They're like animals. Their entire lives revolve around their penises.
How many days do you think it'll last?
Days? Mm, girl, watch this.
She gets up and crosses the office floor.
You are so bad.
Matt is in a side room using the office guillotine when the leggy blonde in a short skirt approaches. She raises her eyebrow and closes the door. She undoes a button on her black top.
Did you, do these layouts?
I helped on them, kind of.
He snatches a glimpse of her backside.
These are amazing.
Thanks.
Duncan watches through the door.
You're like this totally amazing layout guy.
Something's happening. Behind me.
Duncan's tubby colleague, Mikey, gets up. The women are watching.
Okay, come here.
Through the doors, they see the blonde stand behind Matt.
Hey, I have a big layout problem.
You do?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
She beckons him closer and sits on the photocopier.
Oh, goodness.
She opens her legs.
I have this tattoo of a butterfly. Yeah. On the inside of my thigh.
Yes, you do.
And, I want to get something on the other side, but, I don't know what to get. Any ideas?
I don't know.
I was thinking about, like a cute little pussy cat or something. Do you like pussy cats, Matt?
Yeah.
Because if you're not doing anything later, you should come over and help me pick one out.
I can't. I mean, we can't, because pussy cats are mean to butterflies. They don't like them. They dislike them very much, and they hit them with their paws, and it hurts the little butterfly.
Well, okay, if you change your mind.
She presses the copy button.
Did she just Xerox her ass?
What?
Get off me.
She writes on the photocopy.
You can give me a call, okay?
She hands him the paper, and he darts outside. Everyone pretends to be busy. Duncan picks up a squeaky toy. At the flat, Ryan holds up the photocopy.
This is a photocopy of Candy's ass?
Yep.
You're gonna call her, right?
Matt sorts his laundry.
Obviously, you're gonna call her.
No, I'm not gonna call her.
He smiles. Ryan shudders in mock disbelief.
It's like as soon as you don't want it, they can, like, smell it. They, like, photocopy her ass. You're doing a lot of laundry lately. You just do it, like, last week.
Just keep it clean.
Matt walks to the door with a holdall full of dirty laundry.
Who is she?
Look, I'm not gonna sit in my room and build models for the next 40 days.
Oh, you like her?
It's not that, it's...
No, have a nice time.
At the laundromat, the brunette is listening to her headphones and dancing as she loads the machine. She's wearing a pink top and baggy black trousers. Matt watches her through the window. He smiles and walks inside. She moves the sign to get at the washing powder. She turns and finds Matt right behind her.
Busted.
She takes off her headphones and smiles.
Yeah.
He holds up his own powder.
I thought I should tell you I can speak just fine.
She nods and smiles. He hands her the box of powder.
They were all out of flowers.
Yeah, that's cute.
I'm Matt. Officially.
Officially Matt. Officially, Erica.
Officially.
So you normally do your laundry on Friday nights?
Yeah, it's my new thing.
New thing?
Well, there was a party. Don't you ever feel like you just keep meeting the same exact people over and over? You know, like people that went to this kind of college and...
And now work that kind of job, right?
Yeah. I want to have a party with a list at the door of all my friends and friends of friends. And if you're on that list or you know somebody on that list, then you cannot come in.
How do you know I'm not on that list?
Nobody on that list would have talked to me like you did last week. Or not talked to me.
Fair enough, fair enough.
They're standing outside by the window.
So what do you do for laundry money?
I'm a cyber nanny.
What's that?
I spend all day looking for pornography on the web. All right, say you have a 10-year-old kid with an iMac and a browser, and she searches girlfriends, and then gets lesbian mud wrestling.
Probably not the best thing.
But you can't avoid it. Like today I ran a search for sandbox and got Eat My Box, Sandy's Hot Box, and my favorite, Vagina Beach. My job is to find the site and then block it out.
So you have to look at these sex sites all day long?
Yeah, all day.
Drive you crazy after a while?
Yeah, some days I think that if I have to look at another blowjob, I'll scream.
God, yes. Same thing happens to me.
They unload their laundry. The next day, in the street...
Wait, you're going on a date with her? Isn't that kind of getting in the way of your thing?
No, not at all.
So you're not into her?
Oh, I'm totally into her.
So how can you not want to fuck her?
Listen, you haven't heard a word I said. It's perfect the way it is. And she's amazing. And we are totally connecting, and it's not a sexual thing. Not for either of us.
Dude, you gotta tell her. Seriously. You can pass off two dates without a kiss as old-fashioned. You go three and you're a homo.
Chris walks up to his mates in the office.
Just got off the phone with the guy. There's a preliminary report for a date happening on Thursday.
What? Different girl?
Same girl, different date. He is taking her on... bus.
On the bus where?
Nowhere. That's the point. Just gets on the bus and goes around. If you want to get laid, you take a chick to a fancy restaurant. But if you really like her, you take her to your secret place. That's the bus for Matt.
Oh, yeah. Mine's the post office.
I understand. So he's gonna... get laid.
Why are you asking me questions Thursday?
I like to take girls there and I say, let's go postal.
Man, shut up!
Day 16. Erica's in her apartment. Her flatmate is a tall blonde with short hair.
Are you gonna be okay with this guy?
Yeah, he's great.
I'll be waiting up for you.
No, you won't.
Oh, really?
If I bring this guy home tonight, you better make yourself scarce, and I'm not joking, Sam.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Matt and Erica sit on the back seat of a bus. But a biker in leather gear is sandwiched between them. Everyone bounces as they go over a bump in the road. They pass a graffiti portrait of Bob Marley. Later, now seated together, they people watch and laugh at their fellow passengers. They play a game, trying to be first to slap the other's hands. Erica slaps his face gently instead. They stand in a crowded bus, being jostled closer and closer together. The buses are parked in lines at the depot. In one of them, Matt throws a peanut, and Erica tries to catch it in a plastic cup.
There you go!
Told you.
So did any other guys ever take you on a bus?
Well, there was a guy who got us kicked off a bus. And another guy who tried to steal a bus, and then the most recent guy I dated, went through a phase where he actually thought he was a bus.
Where do you find guys like that?
I don't. They always find me. What about you? Any criminal records, addictions, or weird little secrets I should know about right now? Yeah, I didn't think so.
They walk in slow motion through the late afternoon sunlight.
You're pretty upfront about yourself.
I have no reason not to be honest, I guess.
Yeah, it always catches up to you if you're not.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it is with me. I mean, was with me. Back in my more youthful, wasted, younger days.
This is me.
They pause by a doorway.
I've never had so much fun on a bus before.
Me too.
She smiles, then looks him straight in the eye. She draws closer to him. He steps back in alarm.
Good night.
He high-fives her, then trips over the curb.
Ow.
Watch that. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Very soon, like tomorrow. I'll give you a call.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Erica and Sam are at a dockside cafe.
Like a high-five?
No, more like a, gimme-five.
He's got a girlfriend.
Some guys are just different about this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Gay is different to some people.
Well, I trust him. That means a lot.
Is this anything like the last guy you trusted, who stole half your jewelry and sold it on eBay?
Apparently speed is a very expensive drug, Sam.
Dude, you are so gone.
No, I love hanging out with him. He's amazing. I'm being treated like an equal, and we're connecting on this whole,
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Totally sucks. Why doesn't he just want to have sex with me?
So? How'd it go last night, champ?
What?
With your date, did you hit that or what?
Chris signals to the bagel man behind Matt's back.
What is happening?
Oh, nothing. Woo! That was weird. No more drugs for moi.
Matt spots Chris, who casually leans on a chair.
What the fuck is going on?
A computer image of Matt putting on a chastity belt.
You guys put up a webpage about me?
Webpage? Please, be more insulting, man. This is a complicated betting pool.
You guys can't make this public. This is not something that I want everyone to know about, okay?
It's a little too late, dude. Today's bets. Originally, the spread favored day 26, but I believe with all the dating action in Matland these days, I'm gonna recommend day 23.
Someone just placed another bet. Yeah, I had one coming all the way from Bangladesh.
Little Haji just loves to roll the dice. Mm-hmm.
You guys have advertisers?
Yeah, I mean, a friend of mine, he started up a business and I gave him a good price.
A porn site.
The site's banner reads, Protected by Cyber Nanny. Matt bolts from the room. A yellow taxi pulls up by a building next to the water, the Golden Gate Bridge in the distance. Matt gets out and runs into the offices of Cyber Nanny.
Hey, you know where Erica Sutton is?
Yeah, she's,
Where?
You're that guy, the abstinence guy. Hey, it's the abstinence guy.
Erica turns away in disgust. Sam's there. She gives Matt a dirty look. Matt joins Erica at the window.
What is this, some kind of a bet not to sleep with me?
No, this isn't a bet. Let me explain what
this is. Don't explain. You don't have to. I just read about it all over the fucking internet.
Erica. I should have told you about this. I just thought you'd think I was some kind of freak. I'm sorry.
I can't believe the load of bullshit that you fed to me about telling the damn truth.
I did this for myself. I didn't think that anybody else knew about it, I swear to God. And plus, if I would have told you, you probably would have thought I was some kind of sex addict.
Are you?
No!
Then what is the point? What is the point of this whole thing?
I just wanted to see what it would be like without all the shit that sex brings to the picture.
Oh, so I'm like some science experiment?
Look, I was going through a really rough time, and I just wanted to stop. I wanted to stop thinking about sex. I mean, not that I was thinking about sex all the time, I just wanted to stop. And the thing is, it's working. It's really working.
I'm glad it's working for one of us.
She walks away from him. Back at the flat, Matt glares furiously at Ryan.
You stupid, stupid, silly little person! Why did you have to go and tell everyone?!
Look, if you're so ashamed of what you're doing, maybe you shouldn't be doing
it. I'm not ashamed! I'm embarrassed!
Then quit, Matt. Just quit. Nobody actually thinks you're gonna finish this thing.
I'm not fucking quitting. Everything was going great. Until you had... I stopped having sex. I'm totally falling for Erica, and I'm finally over Nicole.
You really think you're over her?
Fuck yeah! Bitch.
I ran into her and her fiancé last night.
Matt pauses and sits down.
What was he like?
He parties with a friend of mine. Apparently the dude works late every night. That's what I heard.
So?
He works late every night, as in working a different girl every night. Not that it should matter to you, I just...
No, why would it matter to me?
Yeah.
Day 22. Matt's in Jerry's office at bigwindow.com.
My wife and I have been married for 8 years. I love her very much. I consider myself a lucky person. That being said, this woman does not put out at all. I mean, at all. I mean, we used to have sex everywhere. We used to have sex in this office. We had sex on this floor. We had sex on this desk. On that chair.
Okay, I get it.
But now, I have to practically beg for it. I mean, it was kind of hot for the first 8 months. Chasing after her. Surprising her with my sexy new underwear. But now I feel a little like a... Like I'm a pervert.
Matt stares at him.
I heard about the vow. And I think it's genius.
Thanks.
I mean, this is the perfect way for me to regain the power in my relationship. See, I take the vow. I tell her I'm going to do without for a few months. I bet in half the time she's going to be begging for it. Don't you think? What do you think?
I think you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Hey, put that away. Books get you in trouble around here.
I can't work right now.
So go home.
I need the money.
So work.
It all reminds me of Matt.
Even donkey lovers? Call him or leave, you're bugging me.
Matt goes to the laundrette. There's a lot of customers inside, but no Erica. A day. He pushes back the sign and finds an envelope beside the washing powder. In it is a small note. Hey Matt, just because we can't have sex, doesn't mean we can't hang out. Erica. Later, they're having dinner in a trendy restaurant with designer lights and a bar at the back.
Let's check it out.
She's wearing an off-the-shoulder black dress. Her hair is frizzy and tied back from her forehead. Matt stabs at his food distractedly.
Why is this so weird?
If I told you don't think about the color red, what would you think about?
Sex.
Okay, so we're both sitting here thinking about sex because we can't think about sex, because we can't talk about sex, and we certainly cannot have sex. It's like, so what are you doing here?
You know, if I didn't have this vow thing, I'd kiss you right now.
He stares at her lips, then tears his eyes away. The waiter tops up their wine.
Thanks.
Suddenly, he spots Nicole at the bar. She's with a tall, handsome man. Matt looks away, holding his napkin to his mouth. Then he sees the man whisper in Nicole's ear.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'll be right back. I'm fine.
Are you?
He heads across the room, keeping the napkin over his nose and mouth. Nicole leaves the man and unknowingly walks towards Matt. A chef lights a grill behind Matt and his shirt catches on fire. Matt waves his arms around wildly. Nicole and her friends see the commotion. Erica gets up. The chef trains a fire extinguisher on the flames.
Oh! 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 I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'm okay. Thank you. I'm okay.
Matt!
I'm okay. Hi. Nicole. How are you?
Well, better than you at the moment.
Yeah. This
is Erica. Nicole.
David Brokaw.
Hi. I'm Matt.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Matt, you work at one of those dot-coms, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
David's the youngest executive vice president at Morgan Stanley.
Yeah, well, I'm the youngest.
Yeah, hey, it's all good, Matt. Listen, honey, you want to give it one more try?
It's good to see you.
David and Nicole walk away.
Bye.
Later, Matt and Erica are sitting at their table again.
She's the real reason you took that bow.
No, she's just an ex. A vow is something completely separate from her.
You're a really bad liar.
I get that a lot. Look, I know I should have told you about her, but...
Yeah, you should have. But I guess it's hard for you to get the truth out.
She gets up and leaves. Matt hurries outside. She's waiting by the door.
Hey, how about I quit the vow? I mean, honestly, I don't care about the vow.
Oh, sure, no. Now St. Matt wants a piece.
No, that's not it at all.
You don't want me?
No, of course I want you. It's... I care about the vow. And...
You do?
Yeah, I do.
And her?
I don't know.
She looks down sadly, shakes her head, and walks towards a taxi cab.
I'll tell you what. You want me?
Yeah?
Then finish your stupid vow. And if you finish it, then maybe we can talk about being together, maybe.
Ryan's in a bar with a pretty long-haired brunette.
I've given up sex because I just want to connect with people on a deeper level, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it working?
Working? Of course it's working! It's like it's this incredible high. Like, can you not feel that? Just sitting here talking with you. I'm mind orgasmic right now.
Mind orgasmic.
Yeah.
She gazes into his eyes. At the flat, Matt is painting in the lounge. Matt looks up, breathing heavily, his shoulders hunched. At the office, he walks past two of the young female staff and into a storeroom. He moves a toy monkey with a drum and fills his arms with blank video cassettes. A girl with streaky blonde hair comes in.
We need to talk.
I can't. I gotta go.
I understand what you're doing, Matt.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Women have been doing this since, well, forever. So we know all about the power. See, us having the power, that's part of the system. And by you taking the power, you're fucking with the system. And I think you see why we can't let that happen.
You bet on today. This is about money.
Signed a notarized commitment to donate all proceeds to charity.
So you want to have sex with me to regain the power?
We're willing to do whatever is necessary to get the job done.
Why do you keep saying we?
A curvy brunette enters the room.
Oh, fuck.
Now, we think that this offer is more than fair. Can I talk to you for a second? Excuse me. What?
I don't think I can do this.
Andy, we talked about this already.
I know. I mean, but just look at him. I mean, he used to be kind of cute, but now he's just twitchy.
Okay, shh. It'll be over in like 2 seconds, okay? Would you care to join us?
She kisses Andy, using her tongue.
Oh god, not the tongues. Oh my god, I gotta go.
He rushes outside to find his male colleagues watching the door. He looks back and the girl waves. In the confessional...
Yesterday was fine. I mean, physically speaking, I was fine. But today... I'm not fine. This morning at the coffee shop, they were unofficially sponsoring Hot Women Wearing No Bras Day.
Flashback to a blonde wearing a see-through blouse in the cafe.
Like hot women wearing no bras?
I mean like hot women. There were 48 breasts at the Cafe Trias this morning.
John starts to sweat. In the cafe, Matt checks out a woman stroking her bare legs, while another puts a banana in her mouth. Matt doesn't know where to look. Another woman rubs cream on her hands. A pretty blonde grabs a spoon from the counter and catches Matt's eye. back in the confessional.
I know this phase. It passes.
But why does this have to happen now? I mean, yesterday Erica tells me that I have to finish the vow, and today I'm slammed by sex. Why?
Look, you've gone, what, 26 days?
Mm-hmm.
It's very admirable.
Yeah, thanks.
But you can't come to Mom and Dad's tonight.
If I don't go, they'll kill me.
You don't want them to see like this, do you?
I don't want me to see me like this, but... if there's one place that I'm safe, it's at home, right? Right?
From thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Matt and John join their parents at the family dinner table.
So, Dad, when your hip heals, will it just be like having a normal hip again?
Yeah, pretty much. I can golf and ride a bike.
He just has to be careful.
Yeah, it's amazing things you can do now. You know, I'm part of a pilot program that's tracking my range of motion.
Really?
They don't want to hear about that.
No. They want to see what effect the operation's had on my sex life.
Sorry.
Do we have to talk about this at dinner?
Yeah, we're all adults here, aren't we? I mean, isn't sex a God-given natural part of life?
All right, don't start, Dad.
Look, why not talk about it? I mean, I think a good sexual appetite is a real, normal, healthy part of being a man. And a woman.
Who wants more beans? I do.
Bev, they're grown men. I mean, they're old enough to know if their mother's machine is still running hot.
Walter, this isn't the moment.
Oh, no. Let me show you people. Come on. See?
Walter's left leg is in a white plastic harness.
They sent me this sheet.
He puts on his reading glasses.
Whole bunch of different positions on it. I just check off the ones I can do. Like this one here. I can do that. So I check the box. Hey. Here's an old standby. But see, I can't do that because, you know, my hip, so, you know, I don't check the box. Bev, have we ever tried this before?
Walter, how could you forget the Maui Hilton?
In the shower. I nearly killed myself.
John looks stunned. Matt takes a big mouthful of rice. Back at the flat, Matt's hand is shaking as he paints a model yellow taxi. He carefully dips the thin brush in the paint bottle.
Surprise inspection.
Matt spills the paint. Ryan's wearing goggles and carries a blue electric light. He shines it over Matt's bedsheets.
What the hell is that thing?
It's a special light that allows me to see if any fluids have been liberated.
Matt folds his arms. Ryan checks under the pillows. He brushes the sheet further down the bed. He peers at Matt, then moves on. Eventually, he turns off the light.
Keep up the good work.
Matt nods. Day 35. Jerry is in his office. He bends a segment of orange into a U-shape and pushes his finger between the two sides. He smiles wryly, then runs his tongue along the groove. Matt comes in, and his shoulder twitches. Jerry puts down the piece of orange. Matt hands him some proofs, each bearing the Willow and Smart slogan and a photograph. One shows a blonde asleep in bed, another a voluptuous brunette. Jerry points at her breasts.
Oh, those are good.
The last photo shows a man talking to a young blonde, his hand raised.
Is he twisting her nipple?
The man's hand appears to be touching her breast.
Geez, that's an oversight. I'll fix that.
Oh, I know what you mean. I've been surfing for porn all week. What am I doing wrong?
Huh?
I mean, not only is my wife not begging for it, she's not... I've never seen her so happy. Oh, and today, you see, it's the warmest day of the year. Yeah, it's spring. It's spring, goddammit. And they're... look at them. They're all wearing their little summer dresses.
He looks through the office window. Hmm?
What am I supposed to do now, bow boy, huh?
He hands back the proofs.
Fix this.
Duncan goes into the toilets and tries to crush a tablet with his penknife, but it pings into the air.
Damn it!
He tries again, using the base of his glass of orange juice. His friend Neil walks in.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, what's up, dog?
What are you doing?
Just, freshening up.
He scoops the powder into the juice, his back to Neil. Then he turns round and smiles awkwardly.
I'm tired of waiting for things to happen. And my money's on today.
Yeah, that's great. So what the fuck is that?
This is what the American Medical Association refers to as Viagra.
Well, I'm not gonna let you do that, bro.
Well, you can be bought, bro.
A look of understanding passes between them.
Yeah.
Matt's eating at the communal dining table. He sips a glass of juice. Duncan sits down next to him, holding the Viagra juice. A pretty blonde walks into the room.
Who's that? What's that?
Matt looks, and Duncan swaps glasses.
Oh, God, that's that new girl in tech support. Did you know that regular ejaculation is a preventative against prostate cancer?
Matt picks up his drink.
So is it that you hate your penis? Because, I mean, I personally feel like that's... God, that's one of the best relationships I have. I mean, why do you think they call it the little head? I'll tell you why. Because he has ideas.
The glass is poised at Matt's lips. He narrows his eyes and puts it down. Then he gets up and leaves the room. Jerry comes in, holding a Chinese takeout box.
Nice going, dumbass.
What?
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry grabs Matt's glass.
Chow mein, new girl in tech. Very hot. This tastes funny. Not bad, just funny.
A leggy brunette walks past. Jerry follows her with his eyes and walks in her direction. A tall blonde wearing thigh-length black boots is leaning over her desk. Jerry shambles towards her.
Hey, Jerry.
He sidles past her, rubbing his chest nervously. Then he walks back and drops to his knees, staring at her behind. She turns and looks down at him.
Excuse me.
He reaches for a bag under her desk.
Need this? No.
He growls to himself. He gets to his feet, and she looks him in the face.
I'm so thirsty.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Matt is hiding in the storeroom. Duncan comes in and finds him crouched behind a shelf.
Captain Blue Balls. Been looking for you since lunch.
I was just maintaining this.
Yeah, Matt, look at yourself. Your life is shit. You're hiding out in a fucking storage room. Okay, here's how it's gonna go.
He picks up a crate, empties its contents on the floor, then sits down on it.
You've already won. You've already proven everyone wrong. Now it's serious. Pawns up to 18,000. That's a lot of money, isn't it? It's your vow. It should be your money. So I'm gonna split it with you. That's right. And all you have to do is take the dive. Think about it. $9,000. Nine large. Just take this.
It's a Penthouse magazine.
Uh-oh. You like her. Now we're talking. She's something, isn't she? Take her into the bathroom and get on with your life.
Matt grabs the magazine and gets up, then turns and stares Duncan in the face. Matt claps him on the shoulder and goes to the door. He strides out into the office. Duncan follows him, arms raised. Matt grabs some tissues from his desk, but another colleague, Nick, looks alarmed.
No, you can't do this.
Yes, I can. I
want to
talk to
you. Matt, don't do it!
But Matt hurries into the toilets and goes into a cubicle.
Think about the little guy!
Think about me!
Nick and Duncan fight outside.
No. Get out!
Matt undoes his flies.
I'm not going there.
I will throw down.
Come on!
I will throw
fire
down.
In the hole.
Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
You understand why I had to do that?
Matt takes off his belt, then pauses, hearing the tapping of feet from the next cubicle. Meanwhile, Duncan stands guard by the door to the toilets. The staff gather together to watch. Inside, Matt looks under the cubicle partition, then shrinks back in alarm.
Jerry?
Jerry's not here right now. May I take a message?
What about the vow, Jerry?
I tried. I didn't. I tried. I really...
Jerry steps out of his cubicle, covering his crotch with his laptop.
It just hit me all at once. I mean, I've jerked off 3 times since lunch. I still have this fucking hard on.
Suddenly, Mikey steps out of a third cubicle.
Way to go, Mr. Anderson. 2 more and you break the company record.
He smiles awkwardly, then leaves. Outside, the crowd sigh as he comes through the door.
What?
Back inside, Jerry smiles sheepishly at Matt. Matt shows him the Penthouse magazine, and Jerry keeps his laptop firmly over his privates. Matt plops the folded mag between the laptop and Jerry's trousers.
Alright, this is ridiculous. I am going in.
Matt runs to the window and dives into the alleyway outside. Duncan goes into the toilet and finds Jerry still clutching the laptop to his groin.
Where is Matt?
The magazine falls to the floor. Jerry kicks it into the cubicle.
Well, I don't know.
Jerry shuffles into the cubicle. Duncan sighs and turns to the crowd outside.
He didn't do anything.
Matt walks up to Erica's doorway, holding a large bunch of white flowers. He turns back to the street and breathes deeply. Erica appears in the doorway, wearing a black t-shirt and long skirt.
Hi. I know I shouldn't be here, but I've been thinking about you a lot, and I had to see you.
He holds up the flowers.
What are those, like some kind of a bribe?
More like gentle persuasion.
She nods, smiling slightly, then takes the flowers. Upstairs.
Okay, is this gonna get worse before it gets better?
Probably, but I gotta get this out before I lose my train of thought. See, Nicole had this special status. More like a special power. And I couldn't match it. And I couldn't find anybody to replace it.
I think I get it.
You do?
It's very easy to confuse physical attraction with a real connection.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't tell.
Well, you can tell. You can tell by the kiss. You know, the other stuff, the sex, is he hot? Doesn't matter. All that matters is the kiss.
How do you know about me?
I don't.
She dips her head, then strokes his hand with one of the flowers he brought her.
I don't even know if you can feel that.
Matt's eyes are closed.
I can feel that.
Is this against the rules?
She lifts the flower away, and he opens his eyes.
Will you be the judge of that?
I'm thinking no.
I'm thinking no too.
She holds the flower up between them, their faces drawing closer to each other either side. Matt closes his eyes, and she brushes the flower against his cheek. Suddenly, he opens his eyes. Now he takes the stem of the flower, and runs the petals down her face, over her nose and across her mouth. Her lips part seductively. Later, she comes up behind Matt, and pulls off his sweater. She pulls off her t-shirt and undoes her hair. Matt runs the flower over her arm and down over her hand and fingers. Now he runs the petals over the curve of her hip as she lays on her side on the floor with her back to him. She's naked except for her black underwear. Her eyes are closed, and she looks enraptured. She lies on her back, flowers covering her bare breasts. She smiles and bites her bottom lip. Matt blows one petal across her tummy, and it catches in the lip of her underwear. Erica shudders with pleasure as Matt blows the petal between her legs again and again. Matt closes his eyes and leans over her body. She bites her lip and grins indulgently. Matt looks at the flowers, sighing. Erica gazes up at him.
I wasn't supposed to do that, was I?
Matt gulps. She leans back, eyes closed, sighing with pleasure.
Go to sleep yet, because we should talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about anything. We could talk about stickers. Do you like stickers?
But Erica is fast asleep.
Erica.
She's lying on a bed of cushions on the lounge's wooden floor. Morning, and Matt has gone. Erica wakes, an orange sheet covering her body. The flowers lie beside her. She looks at them dreamily and smiles. At the office, Matt is smelling some flowers he's brought back from Erica's. Day 38. Chris comes over and breaks into Matt's reverie.
Matt, what are you doing? Willow and smart people are here, late for the presentation, come on.
Matt grabs a folder and strides past his workmates. They stare at his trousers. He walks confidently into the conference room, a large bulge in his trousers.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Miss Willow?
The woman shudders and averts her eyes.
Come over here for a second.
Jerry consoles Miss Willow.
Some chamomile tea? I think little Maddie is trying to say...
Hello.
Jesus. You might want to try some tidy-whities, maybe some jeans.
You,
go home. No?
Okay.
Jerry and Duncan hurry Matt outside.
So, shall we get it on? Start?
Sam and Erica are in a cafe.
From a flower?
Erica nods, smiling.
Like a vibrating flower?
No, just a flower. And he didn't touch you once.
He didn't even try to touch you?
No, and I so wanted him to, but what we were doing was so perfect.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. The immaculate orgasm.
You are unbelievable.
Matt's in his lounge. He opens a box full of trinkets and stickers. Beside him is a sheet full of photos of the white flowers.
And I've been thinking about... Erica.
He runs to the door.
Come here. Hey, baby.
It's Nicole.
Oh, that's sweet. I really needed to hear that.
She walks past him into the lounge, crying.
Oh, God, I must look awful.
She wipes her eyes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't look so great.
It's a long story. What are you doing here, Nicole?
I just needed to talk to someone.
Where's David?
I don't know. At the office, probably.
Working late?
She gives him a stern look.
We broke it off. It's over. Or he broke it off. I don't know. He made the commitment, but I guess he wasn't too committed to it.
I'm sorry.
How's Emily?
Her name's Erica. Good.
You never think about me anymore? Not even just a little.
Let me put it this way. I have thought about you. About us. A lot. But tonight when you came in, it was the first time that I didn't get all fucked up about it.
She strokes his cheek.
I think we could get you fucked up about it again.
Hey, maybe you should go.
I think your little friend here wants me to stay.
Yeah, well, my little friend's not in charge anymore, so maybe you should go.
You're saying no to me?
You always do this to me. And I'm the idiot because I keep coming back, but I'm not coming back anymore. You take everything from me.
That is so not true.
Oh, yeah? Well, name me one thing that you ever gave me.
I gave you the bridges of Madison County, you ungrateful asshole.
Well, I never told you this because I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but that was the biggest piece of trash I ever tried to read.
You pig.
He holds the door open.
Matt, I'm so mad that I have to tell you. Watching you standing up for yourself like this has never made me so hot. I like this. Where have you been?
He tries to close the door.
You could slam that door in my face if you want, but I'll just be on the other side, even hotter. Holy hell. Slam that door in my dirty, bad face. God, Matt, slam it!
Matt grabs his jacket and strides through the city streets, pumping his arms. Then he trips over in the road. Day 39. The bagel man is talking to a man at the Golden Sphere offices. Nicole is listening at the reception counter.
Will you just think about it, okay? Dude was in the John with a dirty mag. I mean, if that's me, Merge, I'm painting the ceiling.
Who does this Mac guy think he is anyways? I think he's jerking us around. I mean, how do we even know this is real?
If you just go to Big Window, look at the dude's face, you would know it's for real. Merge, how many times have I been wrong?
Stupid monkey-ass moron. I should quit wasting my time.
Hey, bagel guy.
You know my name?
Duncan.
She says to me, you look like Lionel Richie.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
No, that's not great. It's not good.
Are you Chris?
No, but I can be.
Chris would be me.
Want me?
It's Nicole.
I need to place a bet.
She produces a check.
Can you deal with this?
It reads, Matt's vow, $5,500.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
The thing is, it's a sucker bet. It's going to be over in 24 hours.
32 hours, 12 minutes, and 26 seconds.
Thanks.
Plus, Matt has this whole, midnight madness thing mapped out. And
his friend is coming over at the stroke of midnight. You get it? The stroke of midnight?
Chris scowls at him.
Thanks, buddy.
Mikey moves away.
So you'll take it?
Sure.
Thank you.
Matt reaches out from his bed, throws down his alarm clock, and blearily rubs his eyes. Day 40. He stumbles to the kitchen, a huge bulge in his shorts. He grabs some ice cubes from the freezer and tips them into a jug of water, which he pours down his trousers. He hops around the bathroom in his soaking shorts. At the breakfast table, he gazes at a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth's syrup. Ryan looks concerned.
She's filled with heavenly sweetness.
I somehow don't think Mr. Butterworth would appreciate that very much.
Ryan pulls the bottle away from him. Later, Matt's sitting on the bus. He looks out the window and sees a woman in bra and pants having her feet massaged by a shoe shiner. He blinks and sees every woman on the street in their underwear. His jaw drops open in shock.
Excuse me. Is this Taker?
No.
She's a young, auburn-haired woman. She casually unbuttons her jacket, revealing her huge bare breasts. In reality, she just sits down next to him fully clothed. Later, he runs through the streets, but outside a cafe, he bumps into a naked woman. In fact, all the women on the cafe terrace are naked. He hurries through the church into the vestry, where John is snogging a nun.
You gotta help me.
You gotta knock!
The petrified nun leaves, clutching her crucifix.
I'm seeing things. I swear to God, everywhere I look, I'm seeing tits and ass. When I came in here, I swear to God, I saw you kissing a nun.
John looks down guiltily. Matt stares at him. He opens the door and finds the nun on the other side. She runs away.
Oh my God, you were
kissing a nun!
I'm slipping, Matt. I've already slipped. It's your stories.
This is my fault?
No, it's mine. It's been bubbling under the surface for a long time now. I'm leaving the seminary for a little while.
What?
It's just a sabbatical. If I come back... When I come back, it'll be for good.
So you can't help me?
You're on your own, little man.
Back at the flat, Matt rubs his eyes and draws on a cigarette. He stares at a plug socket on the skirting board and downs some whiskey. Ryan comes in with a girl wearing a tight leather bodice and miniskirt.
Well, welcome to the Cathedral of Ill Repute.
Merci, Miss.
Make yourself comfortable.
Merci.
I almost fucked an outlet today.
Since when do you smoke, Matt?
Since today.
Jesus.
Is this him?
Yep, that's our boy.
You've started a whole new movement. Megatantrism. Sex without orgasms ever. You like to party?
Can I borrow your handcuffs?
She handcuffs him to his bed.
If my hand is free, I'm bound to do anything with it. Anything.
How much did you drink, man?
God's spirit made Jesus go to the desert. He was there for 40 days while Satan tested him. He was living with the wild animals. But angels took care of him. Mark 1:12.
Ryan handcuffs Matt's other arm to the bed. Matt makes the OK signal with his fingers. He now lies across his bed in a crucifix pose.
I look like Jesus on the cross.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
You do. So, what about your late-night visitor?
Leave the front door open a little bit. And put the key right there.
Ryan lays the key on the bedside table.
When she comes, I'll tell her I was accosted by home invaders. And they tied me up.
Okay, champ, Anastasia and I are going to leave now, so you should sleep. Think about the angels.
Peace be with you.
Ryan and Anastasia leave the building.
He is a little weird.
Nicole is watching from a phone booth at the corner, an open book in her hand. Meanwhile, at Erica's flat...
I feel like it's my first time. It is, isn't it?
You are going to be great. It's gonna be great.
Erica puts on a brown leather coat and checks herself out in the mirror. Matt lies asleep on his bed. He's sweating and his body jerks restlessly. The handcuffs come loose. He tumbles through the night sky above the city. The moonlight fades away as he flies into the dawn, sunlight reflected off the white fluffy clouds around him. A flock of ducks passes by. Below is a sea of undulating breasts. He soars along the dips and crevices between them. He plunges into an ocean of breasts. As he hits them, they turn to water, the water sloshing around in a washing machine in the laundrette. Leaning naked on top of the machine is Erica. Matt reaches up for her. Back in the flat, he rolls around on the bed. He sees a voluptuous cleavage hanging over him. In the laundrette...
Show me you can do it.
But a woman is straddling him for real in the flat. It's Nicole. In his dream, Matt opens the washing machine and the water floods out.
Oh, there we go. Is that better?
Matt opens his eyes.
Relax, baby. It's over.
Nicole's squatting over him, wearing a short red skirt and black top. He looks appalled as she climbs off him.
Why? Why would you do this?
Well, this all started because of me. It only seems natural that I should end it.
Matt fights to free himself from the handcuffs.
Oh, here's your key. I kept meaning to return it. Turns out the front door was open.
It's 1 minute to 12.
Are you expecting someone?
Nicole saunters out. Downstairs, Erica comes through the front door. She sees Nicole come out of the flat door, and they confront each other on the stairs. In the bedroom, Matt struggles to free himself. Nicole does up her top button and walks downstairs tartly. Erica watches her leave and approaches the flat door with trepidation. With one last effort, Matt hauls on the bed frame and the bed collapses under him. As Erica comes in, he gets to his feet, the frame still cuffed to his wrists, but it's too big to get through the bedroom door.
I was asleep. I thought she was you.
Oh, was it worth it?
She starts to walk out.
Oh, come on, Erica, please! Erica! Erica! Oh,
shit. Erica sits at the bus stop outside the laundry, crying her eyes out. She twists and tightens the belt around her leather coat, then wipes the tears from her eyes. She's a feeler, and I love her for that. Back in the flat.
I'll say it was me. I'll say I set the whole thing up. I'll say that I handcuffed you to the bed, which is true. That I sent her over here. She was here to see me.
He gives him a mug of coffee.
No. Well, I'll tell you something less idiotic, obviously, but...
No. No more lies.
This doesn't seem like one of those truth will set you free situations.
No, it doesn't.
Lent plus 10. It's night, and Erica comes home to find Sam knitting in the lounge.
Hey. Guess you dropped by.
Erica looks round the room.
He left hours ago. He brought you this. Personally, I prefer the telegram, but I did get to talk to him for a little bit.
So, I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
But now you're on his side?
Yeah, Erica, he melted my heart. He's a real mess about you. It was a little pathetic.
It's not good enough.
Don't be stupid, Erica. He's crazy about you. What else do you want?
Erica looks at Matt's present, the box of trinkets. Sam pushes it across the table towards her. Later, Erica perches on the end of her bed and opens the box. There's a sketch of her on the inside of the lid, above a dictionary definition of the word tryst. The box has two compartments. The top one contains some white flowers, the bottom a model bus. The wall between them is encrusted with tiny tiles, with letters on them spelling tryst. In the laundrette, she moves the sign aside and finds a gift-wrapped box of washing powder. She smiles, then leans on one of the machines pensively. Matt walks in behind her. He approaches her cautiously. He points at the washing powder.
Helps with static clean.
She closes her eyes, collects herself, and turns to face him.
Where's your laundry?
I've been here every day this week. All my laundry's clean.
She smiles, then looks down at the floor.
I know I screwed up with you. Over and over and over. It just took me a long time to realize what I was doing.
Yes, it did.
I was trying to take a part of me and make it go away. And I closed my world off. And I put myself in a little box. For a while, everything seemed clear. But then you came along. And that didn't help anything.
She starts to smile.
Remember when you said that you can never tell about someone until you kiss them?
She takes a deep breath and nods.
Well, I screwed up. I should have just done this.
He clasps her face in his hands and kisses her passionately. She closes her eyes and reaches up to hold his wrists. She licks her lips, smiling.
Are you done talking now?
They kiss, and she wraps her arms around his neck. life goes on as normal in the laundrette behind them. At the flat, Mikey checks his watch.
38 hours exactly.
Damn it.
Pot's up to 140. Anybody else want in on hour 39?
Hey. How do we even know that they're still even in there? They could have put the CD player on repeat or shuffle.
That's a good point.
It is a good point. It's a good point, because they could have snuck out the back window and we're still sitting around here like a bunch of chimps.
You know what? Look at me. I've been here the whole time. Believe it.
Everyone looks expectantly at the bedroom door. Chris stops playing a fishing game on the computer.
Oh, put me in for a tenner.
He'll keep going. $2, please.
Suddenly, Matt comes out into the hall, a towel wrapped around his waist. He pads into the kitchen, opens the fridge, and takes out some drinks and a bowl of food. He catches the others watching him.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, yo, Matt.
All right, you guys, come on, get out. Get out of my house.
We got enough. I got next, you know what?
Come on, get out of my house.
Let's go. Chris grabs the pot of betting money.
Later, stud.
See you later.
Thanks for the fish, Matt. All
right. You're looking good, by the way. How long are you going to be
okay,
in there?
Okay.
Hey, I'm going.
Chris, I'm going to call you tomorrow, all right?
All right, you too.
What are you doing?
You too.
What, I don't have my keys on me.
Good.
Wait, this is my house, dude.
Not for the next 24 hours, it's not. And you all should be ashamed of yourselves.
You're kidding. Don't have sex in my bed!
He can't last in there another 24 hours. He'll die.
How much do you want to bet?
How much do I want to bet that he'll actually die? I'll put $10 on it.
Can I get a loan?
I don't have a life. A little sexual frustration.